The bell on the Duxbury ladder truck rang in four sets of five in memory of American Airlines Flight 11, which flew into the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. On the 20th anniversary, the Duxbury Fire Department unveiled a granite monument in front of the fire station with steel from Ground Zero donated by the New York City Fire Department.
The steel was cut by Mike Guidel of Rescue 1. His brother Gary Guidel was on Rescue 1 on 9/11 and was killed 2 weeks before his scheduled retirement of 20 years.
Rob Reardon, the Duxbury Fire Deputy Chief, spearheaded the effort.
We want future generations to be reminded of the sacrifices so many made and the innocent lives that were taken on that day. 9/11 affected so many families in very negative and horrible ways, but 9/11 also brought out the good in so many people.
Fire Chief Kevin Nord was a captain with the Kingston Fire Department when he responded as part of a Plymouth County team to Ground Zero. Firefighter paramedic Michael Cardoza served combat tours in the Navy, including in Fallujah. They unveiled the monument of the Twin Towers.
20 years later, I think we all need to look within ourselves as a community and as a state and as a country to find that unity and pride again. Hopefully it doesn't take another national tragedy to get us there. We live in the best country in the world by a long shot, and we're very lucky to be here. God bless those who died and continue to die from that tragedy. God bless the first responders who ran towards that mess. God bless the families who were and will continue to be affected for decades to come. And God bless America. Never forget.
In Duxbury, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.